Is T.R. Eager a better teacher than me? Is what he teaches better than what I teach? Is T.R. Eager a better teacher than me? Will you make money like him if you do his courses? Yesterday I watched T.R. Eager's Don't Believe a Thought You Think presentation yesterday. He is funny, he knows how to teach. He was spectacular. Everything he taught was taught well, and yet his presentation's truth value was only 50%. It seems it is not only how you teach but what you teach that will matter in the end. Only, most things on the market clocking at 10% are lower truth value. And yet, 50% means that 50% wasn't the true. He teaches everything he knows about the mind that is a great servant but a horrible master. And even though the mind is a horrible master, 99% of humanity honors their mind as the master. Mind you, it seems to them that they are their minds and what they hear in their heads is them speaking. So it is a forgivable sin, after all why shouldn't you listen to yourself? But if you look at your life, everything you have was created under the masterful guidance of that mind. If you like it, if it is enough, what you really want, good. If it isn't, then it is worth examining the boss and question its knowledge, intention, and maybe demote him. Your mind. This is what Harv teaches. And although it is all true, it is not sufficient for 99% of the 99% to make any headway with this knowledge. Why? Because there is a lot more depth, and a lot more invisible dynamics going on inside, than unless you painstakingly reveal them, like an archaeologist, or a forensic anthropologist, you'll never been able to reverse what made you and keep you how you are, doing what you do. That doesn't work. In one of my introductory workshops I have a question that is very eye-opening. If you continue doing what you are doing, being what you are being, how you are being, what will you have in 5, 10, 15 years? The mind tries to say, but I can change, but that is not the question. If you continue how you are and what you do, most people, when honestly follow the trail, they find themselves alone, sick, jobless, homeless. I had a marketing teacher, Armand Morin, some 10 years ago whose signature sentence was, "Success leaves traces." But the opposite is true, failure leaves traces too. And both are ignored by the person who is under the tyranny of their minds. Failure leaves traces. In the upcoming More Money workshop, that is part of the 27 layers of mastery, we go into all that. We put you under the microscope and gently unravel the layers of untruth that has buried your natural intelligence, your natural brilliance. Well, keep in mind that you are interested in making more money, because money is often an expression, often a sign of, often shows who is the boss. You are the mind with its layers upon layers of untruth. I could have focused on self-expression, or happiness, or relationships, but I am focusing on money, because that is what I am interested in now. That is the area where I lack power myself. So I'll be there with you, doing the work in public, in front of you, even when it is uncomfortable, and I guarantee it will be. Why am I not doing the private work in private? I probably could. But no one would hold the dirt. So I wouldn't be able to get deep enough. Imagine yourself digging for gold. You have already dug yourself shoulder deep in the dirt, and now you would have to climb out of the hole to put the shovel full of dirt outside of the hole, but it is too much trouble, so you don't. And unless someone can hold and move that dirt for you, you'll never get to the layer of gold, that is maybe just a little bit deeper. You'll be stuck. This is why I do this type of tiny workshops, where the number of participants is small enough that I can provide the holding of the dirt for everyone. But why don't I do it in a one-on-one setting? I have tried, and it doesn't work either. In a one-on-one setting the client, you, may take me on a scenic journey, avoid, distract, and do whatever you need to do to avoid being fully seen, avoid getting to the gold. I was in psychoanalysis for 6 years, and unconsciously I did that. At the end of the 4 years I saw something, finally, that was scary enough, that I quit. I quit. I wasn't going that way. Lucky for me the issue came up in a landmark education course again, and there, in a paired sharing, a version of one-on-one inside a group, I suddenly saw what was really going on. My complaint against my father was that he never married me. Not what he did to me. No, not that. I was angry because he chose my mother. And not me. I was angry because I was no longer special. Ugly, eh? This all happened before I went to school, by the way, and the therapy, and the discovery happened when I was 38 years old. but I can feel there is more, even deeper than what I have seen thus far. And by gosh, I'm going to dig it out. I feel that what I'll find is what is preventing me to ask be paid for my contribution, what makes me give away what I could charge for. So there you have it. So why am I sharing this with you? If you are too chicken to dig deep, to see ugly, this course is not for you. In my workshops you need to dig, and I hold the dirt for you. The roots of your mind are buried deep, and they are still talking and tell you that you are worthless, or ugly, or should be dead, or it will never work, or you will get killed. Something like that. And you listen and do the mind's bidding, and in fact never amount to much, or be widely hated, or hate yourself. And your mind saying all those things is advising on your actions. And because actions create your life, those hidden, buried things create your life for you, where you don't have what you want, love, health, self-love, fulfillment, or as it is in my case, money. Some of my longtime students are on the cusp of that discovery. If you are new, we'll go at your pace. Don't worry. I leave no one behind. Those who registered in the 27 Layers course will continue on when the More Money workshop ends. Because there is more to life than money, there is leadership, relationships, health, etc. and those distinctions will need further digging. The mind. The mind is a storage device with many rooms for different topics, so digging out what keeps you poor, or not advancing in your profession, in your job, in your business is in a different room, maybe, than relationship, or leadership, or whatever your other concerns are. So the 27 Layers course may go on for a long time longer than the More Money workshop. But even if money is not in the forefront of your mind, solving your relationship to money, your unconscious notions about money and your value, your unconscious notions about the world need to be revealed and seen for what they are, notions. Everything boils down to the simplest of all distinctions, is it an accurate response to reality or is it made up? What is reality, and how would you know it is? And how would you catch that you are not in reality? We discuss and learn this in the beginner workshop that without it nothing makes much sense. I call it level 1 of the Freedom Course. Level 1 is mainly about reality and your relationship to it. There will be a level 2 as well. Level 2 is about your identity and how to build it to make you a Frankenstein monster. Level 3 is about something deeper than that, about your IDCH. Where you decided how the world should treat you, and it didn't. How you should be and aren't. So that layer is about your shoulders, that keep your foot nailed to the floor. And, of course, these are mandatory and therefore are a part of the More Money workshop. I allow you to buy level 1 separately, to see if you and I can work together. I've structured these in a way, that if you do all 3, then you can do the More Money workshop. So the first 3 levels are sold also as standalone workshops. Okay, here is the link to T.R. Vicker's valuable info about the mind. You need to sign up, choose the time when you have 90 undisturbed minutes. The video is recorded, but is presented as a live presentation. I recommend that you watch it. He sells a 7-module course in the video. I don't recommend that you do it. But if you love Harv, and you don't like me, do it. It's about $400, and I bet it's fun. What kind of results do I predict? 3% of the people who do it will get all the results. That is relatively high, in fact more than 3 times higher than other courses. Why so low? Most people aren't really willing to do what it takes. That is why I handpick the people I want to work one-on-one in my workshops. I want people who will do what it takes, or my results will be as puny as others' courses. Okay, too much talk. If you sign up to the More Money workshop or the 27 Layers, they are the same for about 3 months. Before midnight tonight, I'll throw in the recorded course, the ITCH, and even give you another bribe, give you a short 30-minute consultation. You have 16 hours till midnight, depending on when you read this article. Make more money. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/more money. P.S. I had an insight this morning. I actually saw that just because I could do something, that doesn't mean I can teach you to do it too. Maybe I have more capacities open. Maybe I grew up in a very different environment with very different principles. Maybe. I realized that for a teacher to be able to sell the idea that if he could then you can do it too, he needs to lie. And these teachers lie. Their sob story, their broke story, their sick story, or whatever rags to riches story they tell is either not true, or not the whole truth. No exception. It is a marketing/selling ploy. If and when there is a grain of truth in what the lie they tell, it is a short segment and doesn't mean that if you find yourself in the same situation, you can dig yourself out, become a multi-multi-multi-millionaire like Harv. It's enough to just look at his son, Jesse. Wooden, charmless, no fire. Harv can generate fire at will. Can you do it? Do you know many people who can? I don't. Is it possible that that capacity of going from 0 to 100 in less than 60 seconds is part of who Harv was able to become? I looked far and wide and found only one person like him, in a way, Tom Hanks, whose storytelling style tells me, he has that capacity. I don't, and likely you don't either.